Czech Central Bank study backs 1% Bitcoin allocation in reserve. Model Czech National Bank Governor Aleš Michal said on April 28 that an internal CNB study found adding a 1% Bitcoin sleeve to a model portfolio increased expected returns without significantly raising overall risk when measured in Czech koruna. He shared the finding in a post on X, citing the bank's own research as the basis for the conclusion. The headline matters less for what the CNB will do tomorrow and more for what a sitting central bank governor is willing to publish. Michal has spent the past year openly modeling Bitcoin as one of several diversifiers the bank could study, and this is the most concrete framing yet. What the study actually claims, the study, as summarized by Michal, runs Bitcoin at a 1% weight inside a multi-asset model and measures the resulting risk-return profile against the same portfolio without it. The conclusion: expected return rises, and the standard risk metrics in koruna terms do not move much. He did not publish the full underlying paper in the post, and the CNB has not yet released a position paper authorizing reserve purchases. The takeaway is narrow on purpose. Michal is not announcing a buy. He is saying that the bank's own modeling in its own currency did not punish a small Bitcoin allocation, the way a skeptic might assume. That is a different statement from "the CNB is buying," and readers should not collapse the two. Why the framing is unusual: most central banks treat Bitcoin in public statements as a risk to be supervised, not as a portfolio input to be modeled. Statements from the ECB, the Bank of England, and the Federal Reserve over the past 2 years have leaned on volatility, settlement risk, and consumer protection as their main lenses. Publishing a portfolio-level result in koruna that frames Bitcoin as a diversifier sits outside that posture. Michal has been the outlier here for a while. In late 2024, he floated the idea that the CNB could one day study an allocation as part of its reserve diversification work, drawing both pushback and curiosity from European peers. The April 28th post is the first time he has tied that line of thinking to a specific output number, even at the summary level. What it does not change, the CNB has not changed its allocation. Czech reserves remain weighted toward the kinds of instruments European central banks typically hold, and any actual move into Bitcoin would require a far longer process than a governor's social post. Reserve composition decisions involve the bank board, formal policy documents, and operational questions about custody, valuation, and audit that a study does not resolve on its own. Markets reacted modestly. As of April 28, BTC was trading at $76,191, down 0.7% on the day, with broader majors flat to slightly negative. ETH at $22.91, 2.1%, XRP at $138, 1.1%, SOL at $83.61, 1.1%. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 40, neutral. Nothing in the price tape suggests traders read the post as imminent CNB buying. They read it as commentary, which is the right read for now. The signaling layer: even without a buy, the study is useful for one specific reason. It gives sovereign-level cover to the argument that a small Bitcoin sleeve can be modeled inside a conservative reserve framework without breaking it. Pension funds, sovereign wealth offices, and corporate treasurers that have been quietly running similar internal models can now point to a G20-adjacent central bank publishing a comparable conclusion. That is not the same as endorsement, but it lowers the rhetorical cost of doing the work. The wider context also matters. The Czech parliament has been working through its own stablecoin and crypto rulemaking, and the koruna sits inside the EU monetary perimeter, even though the Czech Republic has not adopted the euro. Any CNB allocation discussion takes place against the EU's own active debate over digital asset reserves and MiCA enforcement, which constrains how much room a single national central bank has to move unilaterally. What to watch next? The next concrete signals will come from the CNB itself, not from social posts. A formal working paper, an entry in the bank's annual reserve management report, or a public board discussion would each move this story from commentary to process. Anything short of that should be read as Michal continuing to test the conversation rather than the bank acting on it. Traders watching for a price reaction should also be honest about the size. A 1% reserve sleeve from a central bank holding around $145 billion in reserves would be roughly $1.45 billion in Bitcoin, a one-time flow that markets could absorb across several quarters. The narrative impact would outweigh the flow,